Studios is Drew.
What's up, Drew? Philip Asher.
Hey, bud.
What are you doing, man?
I'm surprised to talk to you before lunchtime, especially when you don't get up until like 3 or 4 o'clock like a rock star.
Yeah, whatever, man. You know what? I got kids, dude. I've been getting up at 5 o'clock since 15 years now. Good grief.
I saw your tweet earlier this morning coming in on the skyline.
Yeah, cool.
What's the first thing you think of when you see our skyline after seeing it for so many years?
Oh, man. I just always know it's going to be a good time. You know, it's always fun. It's kind of like coming home. Chicago's that kind of place.
See, now, I figured you would just say, I'm going to go get my favorite food.
Well, I've already eaten this morning.
If you're setting bets this weekend for football, who are you taking, Seahawks or 49ers? I got to set my picks, and I want to win money based on what you say.
Oh, is that how you're going to do it?
Not everyone has been on the bus before and seen the giant flat screens with sports everywhere.
I don't know, man. I got to say Seattle for sure. I don't know.
Bronx or Patriots?
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's probably Denver.
Now, if I place money on this bet based on your advice and I lose, can I call you on Monday and reclaim the losses?
Depends on how much you're throwing down, Drew. I got to know what I'm up against here.
So back to more important things. You're in town tonight for a sold-out show at Joe's Bar.
That's what we're doing.
You should be one of these stars who has a sold-out show and says through your Twitter and your Facebook, okay, I'm going to place a pair of tickets somewhere in the city, and we're going to have a scavenger hunt this afternoon for a fan who wants to be there.
Want to do that?
I would love to do that.
Can we do that?
You can do whatever you want. You're the star. It's just that you have to coordinate it because I'm stuck in the studio. You're the one out in the world.
Yeah. I'm out in the world, all right.
You think about that idea, because I'm betting, especially since it's a sold-out show tonight, I'm betting that, you know what, you know the guy on stage, you might be able to get an extra pair.
I might be able to. It's always fun at Joe's, and it's always sold out, so it's always good times, you know?
Things we want to know about Phil Vassar. What's the one thing you have set out to do this year in 2014? You're saying, I can't push it off anymore. I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. Drew, I don't know, buddy. I mean, there's a lot going on this year, man. I got a lot going on, and I'm excited too. It's gonna be the biggest year yet for me, I believe. So that's good, huh?
Best gift you got from your kids over Christmas?
Their attention, their time.
That is a gift today, isn't it?
I mean, it really was. I mean, we had a couple nights where we just sort of turned the old iPhones and iPads and anything off, and just kind of hung out on the couch and watched movies, and that was the best. And I love that.
And you look over at your kids and say, "How did I do that?" I did something good.
These girls are so cute. I swear, it's just the cutest thing, man.
Who was the last person you met who said, Phil, I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan. And you thought to yourself, man, how do they even know who I am?
Anybody, I guess.
No.
We were doing a show in Omaha one time, and, you know, Warren Buffett. I mean, people called. They said Warren Buffett and his wife, they wanted to come to your show, but it sold out. I said, I think I could get him tickets.
Yeah, you could.
So, I mean, you just never know.
Who is the last person to tell you no?
Wow, honestly, tell me no. It's probably my accountant, probably.
Phil, you got to stop spending the cash, man. You can't have three Ferraris in different colors.
Hey, I got this car I want to buy. No. Okay.
Well, I think you know this because I say it every time I talk to you, but we love you here in Chicago, and we can't wait to see you tonight.
No, it's like I haven't talked to you in a while, Drew. It's been too long, man. You're one of the good guys. I love that.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. You know I'm a big fan.
How's your little family doing? Everything's good with you guys?
Vivian turns 4 next week.
God, can you believe that, man?
Right?
That's just crazy.
Things are good for us.
Well, that's great, man.
All the success to you this year, whatever you figure out, what's the thing that you're not pushing off anymore? And you're going to have lots of cool, fun, big announcements for us throughout the year. That's what they're hinting to me, so.
That's right. I think lots is going on. That's good stuff.
And we'll see you on stage at Joe's tonight, brother.
I can't wait to see you, my friend.
Thanks for calling today. Have a good day.
All right, dude. Have a good one, buddy. Call you later.